Hi friends, thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy and I'll be your host for today. Today I want you to get your Bibles and I want you to go to we're going to talk about Jacob's ladder. If you go to Genesis chapter 28 verses 10 through 28, Jacob at Bethel. I want you to hear what it says. Jacob at Bethel. So let's go to Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 through 28. Let's see what it says. Is everybody with me? Genesis chapter 28. Verse 10 through 28. And I'm reading out of the NIV version, the New International Version of the Bible. So it says, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. People on the earth will bless you through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you. Wherever you go, I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be the God's house. And all of that you give me, I will give you a tenth. So basically, God spoke to Jacob in a dream and showed him that the angels of heaven, I want you to really picture the grasp, meaning, and the revelation of this. It's like a rhema word. It's jumping out of you. A lot of people have heard, okay, your guardian angel, there's angels, but picture it, God specifically saying here in this verse that the angels of God, those very angels that are up in heaven, that get to see God face to face, that get to splendor in his glory, that get to be there in his vastness and see the magnitude of his power and his might, those same angels are on earth today and they're ascending up to heaven and descending. So what do you think that means? That could mean that the very moment that you start praying, the angels are here on earth. You're angels. The moment that you start praying, they're going up that ladder in the dream that Jacob saw. And they're ascending into heaven. So there are some are already on earth, some are already in heaven. So what do you think they're doing? I like to picture it like this. I like to picture that they're going up to heaven and getting whatever it is that you have been praying for from up in heaven. And they're bringing it down to you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Read it again. I want you to read it again so that you can get the concept of it. Right here where it says on 13, there above it stood the Lord, and the Lord said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. And right there where it says on 12, in verse 12, he had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth. So a stairway can be like a big ladder resting on the earth, and the top reaching to heaven. So the bottom of the ladder was reaching earth, resting up against the earth, and it went all the way to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending. What's the key word here? Ascending. Which way is ascending? Up. Meaning that the angels of the Lord are already here on the land, on the earth. And they're hearing your prayers. God hears your prayers. And God commands his angels. And the angels start going up the stairway, up the ladder, up to heaven to receive or to get whatever it is that you were praying and whatever it is that God wants to give you. And they're bringing it back down. Isn't that awesome? So many times, so many people have preached about that. And this is just an eye-opener for me. It's like one of those rhema words. It's kind of like where you open up the Bible and a word just jumps out at you. That's a rhema word right there for some of you to hear. And some of you have been praying and maybe you haven't gotten your answer yet. You know, in the Bible, there's a situation where they had prayed. And it took Michael, the angel, 21 days to get that prayer answered. And why? Because he was fighting. He was fighting the darkness. And who's the darkness? The devil and his demons. So there's a spiritual battle going on the earth right now. You may not be able to see it unless you have that spiritual discernment. And one of the battles that's going on is the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill your dreams. He wants to destroy your hopes. He wants to destroy your family. And he wants to get your soul. But God's fighting too. God's fighting too. So we're in a battle, a spiritual battle going on. That's why the Bible says that we need to put the full armor of God on. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and the sandals of peace. When you see someone go into war, if you see a country go into war, they don't go empty-handed. They get their rifles. They don't go without their gear, without their uniform. They suit up. They pack up. And that's what we need to do. We as children and ambassadors, God's children, we need to start suiting up in the armor of God. And that's where we say, how do we start suiting up? Start reading God's word. Start praying more. Getting on your knees more. Asking God for help. So many times we think, you know, because we're adults that we know what's best and we can handle a problem on our own. And God's just sitting back looking at us saying, hey, I'm waiting for you to let me take the reins. I'm waiting for you to move over so that I can take over and do what I do best. But so many times we, as human beings, think that we got it all figured out. Or as a mother, you think that you got it all figured out. As a wife or as a husband, as a brother, as a son or a daughter, you think you got it all figured out. Keep in mind, my friends, our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. His ways are always better than we could ever hope for and ever imagine. So let's just put our ego, our pride, I can do this myself aside and let God take over. Let him take over. So I just want you to close your eyes and picture that again. The Jacob's dream and the ladder that he saw, that the angels were, the key word here is ascending. It didn't say that they were descending first. Descending would imply that they're up in heaven and they're going from heaven down to earth. No, ascending applies that the angels are among us. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, be careful who you entertain because you may entertain an angel unaware. And that's true. All of God's promises are yes and amen. All of His promises never fall to the ground. None of His words return back void. So if God said it, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come into fruition. It's going to happen. It may take a day. It may take weeks. It may take months. It may take years. But don't lose hope in God's timing. Remember, my friends, that God is seldom early. He's never late, but He's always on time. He's an on-time God. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and He knows how He's going to give it to you. So I hope this blessed you today. I know it may be a short sermon, but I'm just excited, and I just wanted to share that with you. For those of you that are new to the channel, to the podcast, once again, my name is Kathy. Thank you for listening. I'm praying for your families. I'm praying for your loved ones. And I just want to get a shout out to all the countries out there. Brazil, United Kingdom, Australia, the Netherlands, Africa, the United States, the Philippines, everybody out there that's listening to the podcast. I pray that you start growing in Christ, start reading His word, and share this podcast with your family members, with a friend. You know, the Bible also says that when one sinner repents, that all the angels up in heaven are rejoicing. And what perfect opportunity. We meet so many people in a day up at your work, perhaps at your child's school. And we have so many opportunities to share the love of God and to share about Christ to someone that doesn't know Him. And use this time wisely, because one day we will be meeting our Lord and Savior face to face. And He is going to be asking, what did you do for His kingdom? And wouldn't it be such a blessing? Wouldn't you feel so excited when He tells you, hey, I saw you talk to this person at the school about me. Or, hey, I saw that you invited one of your friends to church. God is so faithful. He knows what you're going through. Don't get down. Don't get discouraged. If yesterday was a bad day, pick your chin up. Stand tall. Stand tall and stand on God's word. Thank you so much for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Until the next time. Bye-bye.